Give yourself a deadline. Give your goal a feature that will vastly improve its chance of being fulfilled. Give your goal a deadline. A deadline, my friend, provides a firm boundary for your efforts, yet it does not limit or constrain those efforts. No, it doesn't. On the contrary, a deadline will focus your efforts toward a single point, giving them more power and practical effectiveness. Without a deadline, you can exhaust yourself and still not arrive at any meaningful accomplishment. A deadline compels you to prioritize and to expend your best efforts in the most meaningful directions. You know what? Keep this in mind. With a deadline, you are constantly reminded of how valuable and precious your time is. You're able to see resources and opportunities that would otherwise remain hidden. A deadline, yes, a deadline, encourages you to do the best you can do with what you have. And that skill, that reality, leads to great accomplishments again and again. So, keep in mind to give yourself a deadline and then get the job done sooner rather than never. Rap Marson, and that's thanks to my friend Donald Wells that continuously sends me these powerful quotes. Appreciate you, Donald. Welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Hi, I'm Raven Blair Davis, the host of the show, and I'm here today with my lovely co-host, Lisa Kidder. Lisa, how you doing?
Hey, Raven, I'm doing great. How about you? So good to be back.
Oh, you're kidding. I'm back, and I'm feeling fabulous. I know you are. And I've got to just say this to everyone. What a historical moment we all are sitting in right now, Lisa. I mean, this is fabulous. Absolutely fantastic. And as I watched the many tears in people's eyes yesterday as we experienced this historical moment, it made me think right now, during this difficult time, the recession and everything, something powerful, something that people felt was totally impossible became possible. And you know what? That should widen each and every one of us tonight. If you ever had any doubts, this should widen your dream circle. Because you know what? Now you can dream as big as you want to dream. Your kids can dream as big as they want to dream, and your grandkids. I mean, I felt so good to now be able to truly say there is nothing, Lisa, nothing, everyone, that we cannot reach if we just do like Napoleon Hill says, conceive it, believe it, achieve it, and do. President-elect Barack Obama did. Go out there, set your goals high, set your dreams high, and do the thing to have the power. Isn't it fabulous, Lisa?
Oh, my gosh, Raven. You know, I agree. It's such an inspirational time, and I think that there's just this this holding of everyone's breath, you know, mm-hmm. not only in the United States, but all around the globe. I'm just feeling like people are thinking, wow, you know, there's some excitement again. Everybody's kind of holding their breath to see what's next, you know, because something that seemed to be impossible mm-hmm. became possible uh-huh. yesterday here in the United States. And I'm with you. I think it's a very exciting time. It's a very inspirational time. And it's definitely a good reminder for every single one of us, as you've said, Raven, that what is your goal? What is your dream? Where do you see yourself? And are you willing to take the necessary action steps and reinforce your belief and gain supporters and so on and so forth to accomplish those goals? So mm-hmm. absolutely wonderful, wonderful day in history for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And to think about it is everyone can now truly, truly, truly say to yourself, just take a minute right now and just grab hold of the moment and say to yourself, my dream is more than possible. It is a reality. It can happen. And you know that old saying that we used to hear, you know, I don't know, grade school coming up, you know, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. Remember that, Lisa?
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was Robert Schuller, actually the one who said that
mm-hmm.
first.
You know, I actually used to hear that coming up, and the teachers used to say, well, if it's really meant to be, it's up to you. And you really can sit back and relax and say, hey, it really is up to me. I have no more excuses. After what's happened, we have absolutely no excuse. We are in America. We can do it. And we can't blame the fact that if it's not getting done, that it's the economy or it's the way the world is now, none of that stuff. It's us. It's left up to us. So that brings me to last week, you know, we were talking about the challenge. We were talking about getting past procrastination and not letting the recession, you know, scare us and not even to think about the word recession. And we had a lot of people that emailed both you and I, Lisa, saying, I'm going to take the challenge. Well, we threw the challenge out there. We had a lot of people that took the challenge. And shortly, I just want to open up the lines up pretty soon, Lisa, and see who really did take the challenge, because I got a feeling we're going to need to extend this a couple more weeks. I didn't get enough activity after the hype, after the excitement passed, things kind of sizzled down. What do you think?
Well, you know what? I'm excited to just find out what is going on out there, because I know several of the people that I know personally, some of my coaching clients, mm-hmm. I know they jumped in and jumped on board on that challenge. But you know what, Raven, you're correct. Was there enough time? I don't know, and I guess we better probably get out there to the marketplace and ask some good questions and find out who did what and who has something to report and who created some of those results that we kind of threw the gauntlet down on here in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it sure is. You know what? In fact, I'm thinking, let's just go ahead and jump out there right now. What do you think?
Sounds good. Let's find out what's going on.
Find out what's going on, and then we can build from that point and see what it is our listeners are really needing. Because, as you know, Lisa, the show is not about us. It's about them and getting them, as I say, going across that stage with their favorite dress or favorite suit and those new pair of shoes, you know, and going out there and, you know, getting the props that they deserve and getting all the awards, but grabbing that money, too. And we wanted to get them across that stage, and we know that this challenge is going to help put them in a much better position and get there faster rather than slower. So I'm going to unmute the lines. And anybody that has something to share as far as a story, I mean, it doesn't have to be that you completely went through all the steps, but you did something. You took the challenge serious and you stepped out there. If you have something to share with Lisa and I and with the rest of the listeners, just go ahead and unmute your line by hitting *6. I'm going to give you a second to do that. If you do not have anything to share, I'm going to ask you to please do not unmute your line, okay? And just remember, what you hear in the background, we hear too. Okay, so at this point, go ahead and unmute your lines, and we're going to just see here, Lisa, who's going to speak up, okay, and share their story. The big challenge from last week, who went for it? Who really did it?
Raven and Lisa, good evening. This is Bill Troutman.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hi. So could you do me a favor and just kind of recap what the challenge was?
Okay, I absolutely will. We talked about you signing up customers or prospects, you know, before the show. What did you do different in marketing your business or prospecting that you normally didn't do? Remember, we kind of threw out some ideas, some creative ways, and we was talking about stepping out the box and really dig into your creative thinking so you can do something different, because Lisa and I were sharing, Bill, if you recall, how important it was going to be during this recession time to not do the norm, you know, do the norm, but also to step out there and do something different so you can attract more customers and attract more clients and stand out. We want to just hear whatever your success story is. What made you decide to take the challenge? We wanted you to share that with us and share ways you kept motivated despite the odds. So what kind of ways did you find worked for you to keep motivated? What strategies did you use to achieve your goals? And describe how you felt taking a challenge, you know, because it's part about feeling it, too. What were you expecting when you first stepped out there? And why do you feel you should be one of the winners? What was it that you did that you really felt earned you the right to be one of the winners? Does that help?
That is fantastic. And actually, with us being on the show, that we were one of the winners,
mm-hmm.
as far as the
commercial
spot.
Yeah, congrats. You and Linda.
We, of course, got that's right. And, of course, we got that in the hopper. But we have definitely stepped it up here. We actually have a home business presentation coming up this evening in about about an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
So
wow.
We actually have about five scheduled to come over to the house here and hear a great opportunity. So anyhow, that...
Step in the right direction, Bill.
Yes, absolutely. And I just wanted to share the other comment or the quote that, you know, my good friend Mike Christian was actually, phones are ringing here. Hold on. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, good friend of mine and my upline, Mike Christian, basically, we were down to the wire on several people that were actually going to not qualify. And basically, Mike called me up and says, Bill, we have a situation here that I'm going to get an F if we don't get these people qualified. And you're going to get an F, too. And, wow, that's like, holy cow, F? We all never wanted to get F's in school, right?
Especially if it's red, for sure.
That's right. So it's like, oh, my goodness. Yes, we don't want that. So I'll tell you what, we stepped it up, and we got the job done. And
fabulous.
So that quote today just like said, oh, yes, that's it.
Well,
so
thank
just,
you for sharing. Yeah, this
Thanks.
Is really good to hear that you guys are, you know, you're getting ready to have your home business opportunity, get together there, and that's definitely a step in the direction. And we appreciate you sharing that with us because, you know, you got to take the first step. And Lisa, is there anything you want to throw out there to Bill?
Well, for sure, and I just want to congratulate Bill and Linda
mm-hmm.
on some tremendous progress. And, Bill, I want to ask you a question. Is this something that's fairly common or typical for you to have these in-homes, or is this something kind of new for you and Linda to be bringing to the table in this particular, business venture that you're involved with?
Well, it's actually kind of in our business plan from our company that we do promote these.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just kind of haven't done it. We've basically just been talking to people on the phone and trying to do that. But actually just getting people over to the house and sitting down in front of the video that we're going to be sharing and questions and answers, I think, is really going to give the personal touch. And so we're getting with the program that basically has been outlined for us, and we just need to get with it.
And Raven, the reason I bring that up is because I think that's cool. If you recall, when we kind of threw that challenge out there, we also talked about diversification
mm-hmm.
and really getting away from just simply sitting and dialing on the phone. We talked about getting out, mingling, networking, and doing some face-to-face type of marketing. And so I do want to congratulate Bill and Linda on that. I think that's a huge step in the right direction. And really, just that whole diversification is the name of the game. So very, very good.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Linda. And thank you, especially a big thank you and big congrats because you got this big in-home presentation planned and you still made the Diva Show. Woohoo! Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And we got the goodies set up, too, for the guests, too.
So. All right. Well,
we're set to go.
You
Thanks
are to go.
Lot.
Thank you so much. Anyone
much.
Else want to share? Come on. I know someone else out there started their challenge. Anybody out there that want to share, hit star 6.
Well, you know, Raven, I could start naming names, so let's I could start naming names of the people who had sent over some updates and who I know were really excited and definitely participating in that challenge. So let's, come on, gang, let's step on out here. Let's get an update. What's going on? And remember, if you hit star 6, you muted yourself out, so if you're screaming bloody murder, we can't hear you. You have to hit star 6 to unmute your line as well.
Well, hey, guys, it's Becky.
Hey, Becky.
There she is.
Hey, one of the things that that I did was I helped a new partner that I have enroll somebody.
Oh, okay.
At the last hour, basically, of October 31st.
Mm-hmm. His first enrollment, too, because he's brand new. Isn't
fantastic.
That exciting?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've gone in that direction as far as upping my own leadership abilities and that type of thing, and have been meeting with another one of my partners, and we've set up two in-home dates. We haven't had them yet. They're coming up. One's next Thursday, and then the following one will be on a Saturday. So we've got one for the evening, and then we've got one in the afternoon on a Saturday to get different people. So
I've upped my dials
and that type of thing. I've had more no's than I've had in a long time, but that just spurred me on all the more. So that's what I've been doing.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good step in the direction, right direction. Now, let me ask you this. It's pretty much the same question Lisa asked Bill. Is this something new? Was this your first? Did you feel like you were stepping out the box?
For what?
And enrolling that person, helping that person enroll?
Well, it was in the sense of branching out this way. I've got a couple of people that have been enrolling all along, but this is, a new person. It's a guy, which I haven't had a lot of them on my team.
Okay.
And it's my boss's husband.
Oh, okay. That's stepping out the box.
Wow.
Wow. Talk about that. Okay.
So that was an added thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Becky.
Yes,
we appreciate
no
it. Anyone else?
Oh, and you know what, Raven, before someone else steps out, I want to make one other point with Becky, too, is I want to give her credit and her partner, Susan, because they've also booked a couple of in-home presentations as well. They've got two I know of booked for the month of November, which is very, very exciting and not something that they've done a lot of in the recent years. And so I think it's pretty exciting that they've kind of gone back to basics as well. And that's going to be exciting to see the results of that, too. So
yeah, absolutely.
Throw that out there.
So, you know, we're going to just give you a virtual hand clap here.
Woo!
All righty. Well, I'm going to go ahead and you guys can go ahead and mute your lines, and I am, too. Here we go.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6. All callers are muted.
Well, you know, Lisa, I'm just so glad Becky and Bill stepped out to share what they had to share, because there are some that are listening quietly during the live show and some that will be listening to the replays that will take, you know, just what those two shared and say, okay, if they did that, then I can do the same or I can do something different. The point is, you know, challenges and you set goals and stuff, or you got to have goals and stuff in your challenges, but you got to take the first step like Becky did and like Bill and Linda did. You have to take it. All starts with that first step, that single first step, and it doesn't have to be huge. Sometimes we wait for it to be huge, or sometimes we wait to get it right, and then we never get it going. Wouldn't you agree, Lisa?
Oh, absolutely. You know, procrastination can sometimes be probably right at the top of the list for most people as far as the greatest saboteur, you know, to our success in life, and success certainly in our businesses and home-based endeavors and so forth. So I agree. You know, it's like just make a decision, map it out, and begin to take action. More so than anything else, it's action breeds wonderful energy, because that activity gets you up, it gets you inspired, it gets you motivated. The next thing you know, you've got this wonderful perpetual circle of positive energy taking place, and positive things begin to happen. Why? Because you took the initiative, you took the action. You didn't just talk about it, think about it, want to do it, reevaluate it, analyze it, and never take the action, and never take the action steps. So I congratulate, you know, everyone on this call here tonight and this evening for taking the necessary action steps to begin to improve your place in this world, and certainly your businesses and so forth. But you're right, Raven. Sometimes that first step's a doozy, and we're the only ones that can take it. But, you know, it's a great place to start, because it begins that process of success to take place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, Lisa, I'm wondering, I'm thinking the same thing that you did, that maybe it was too soon, you know, because we got the replay out almost a week later, okay? So maybe we need to really give them some time, but not enough time to procrastinate, because I know you and I are thinking we would like everybody to have a great start during the holiday, because as you know, Lisa, this is where a lot of people drop the ball. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, for sure. The holidays are a tremendous procrastination mechanism, and it's something we can actually even justify because we've got the holidays coming. But in spite of that, I say, well, how far down the road are they? They're quite a ways down the road still. How much can you accomplish between now and then? And it's kind of like it's green light time. How fast can you run and how far can you go before we start to run into those holiday distractions and so forth. We want everybody to enjoy their holidays, of course, and that's why we're self-employed, because we get to set our own hours and to enjoy those special moments with family and friends. But at the same time, we do have goals, and we do have a long-term vision of independence, whatever that is for you, you know, financial independence, personal independence, and what have you, freedom of time and things like that that's important to you. So with all of that being said, it's not the time to drop the ball. It's not the time to get lazy. It's not the time to forget about what the goal was that you set for yourself, whether it was a month ago or 6 months ago or almost a year ago. 2009 is rapidly approaching. So what can you do and how much can you accomplish between now and then?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think it was William Jennings Bryan that said, destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. It's not a thing to be waited for. It is a thing to be achieved. And so I'm going to put this out to you. Take a moment and just really, really be still for a moment and ask yourself this very, very important question. How bad do I want it? And then on a scale of 1 to 10, truly, truly be honest with yourself and rate your 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. How bad do you really want it? How bad do you want that success? How bad do you want to turn your dream into reality? How bad do you want your business to not just survive, okay, but thrive? How bad do you want it? I think once we really, you know, really be truthful with ourselves and take our friends out of it and our family out of it and our the people that are upline out of it and even our team out of it, and really look within you, within yourself, and say, how bad do I want it? Do I want it bad enough to make the sacrifices that I'm going to need to make, which means I may have to cut off the TV. I may not, you know, I may have to stay up an extra hour late. I may have to get up an extra hour early. I may have to do like we shared that Fran did, where she made her calls during her lunch break. You know, because being truthfully successful in anything you do, remember, there's going to be sacrifices that you're going to have to be willing to take. It's not going to be an easy road. It's going to be bumpy. But as we said earlier, we know now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the impossible can become possible. But the best part about all of this is your business was never an impossibility. It was always a possibility. So you're even a step ahead. You know, if Barack Obama can take something that people thought never would have happened, pretty much an impossibility, and turn it into a possibility, just think of what you can do, because network marketing has been out here forever. It's always been a possibility. It's just how bad do you want it and what are you going to do? What do you have to share to add to that, Lisa? I know you got some dynamic stuff because I learned from you.
No question, Raven, that becoming successful in our industry is absolutely a possibility. It's not only a possibility, there's a very good, you know, probability of that occurring with just a little bit of extra effort, a lot of discipline, some real focus, the ability to vision, and the ability to believe and to reinvent ourselves. Now, all of those things take time, and they take practice, and they take doing it again and again and again until eventually, you know, it works out. But the bottom line is, you're right, it's never been impossible at all. This is the only industry that I know of in the entire world where a very, very average person with very limited resources and even a limited skill set can come and achieve just unimaginable type of success and rewards and benefits. So it's definitely here for the taking, but the question always comes down to who's going to be willing to take those action steps that I mentioned, who has the discipline, who's willing to focus, who is it that's going to really be able to adhere to that vision and stay true to themselves and also make those connections to other people. We've got so much baggage, so many of us, about feelings of rejection or feeling foolish or feeling silly, or like you mentioned, or we heard Bill mention earlier, you know, getting an F. I mean, all of those things can create so much fear in people that many times that procrastination is simply a fear of making a bad decision or making a poor choice or making a spectacle of out of ourselves. So really, I'd love for people to kind of set that aside and really feel your personal empowerment and really trust that there's a reason you've come to this industry. There's a reason that you're standing underneath of this umbrella with all of the rest of us called direct sales and network marketing. You were invited here. You were led here, guided here, or attracted here because you were ready for this. You know, maybe you've had a long haul in life. Maybe you've been through a lot of disappointments and a lot of challenges and a lot of trials and tribulations. But guess what? You're ready for this. You are definitely up to this. There's no question in my mind, because as someone, you know, like you, Raven, who went through so many obstacles and still do, my gosh, you know, it doesn't get to be easy street once you've achieved. And I think that's the misconception in our industry, is that, gosh, once I make $10,000 a month or $100,000 a year or whatever that number, that magic number in your mind is, you think every challenge, every obstacle, every hurdle in your life is going to disappear, and it just doesn't work that way. Life is life, and those situations and things are always going to be there. But what I believe that's so true of our industry is, in the process of achieving those wonderful financial results, we get to grow as human beings. We get to grow in so many different ways that maybe we wouldn't have gotten to experience otherwise. So I'm just thrilled to be a part of this industry, and thrilled that I'm one person who's been through that bumpy road and up and down it and back and forth and been to the bottom and to the top and back down again and somewhere in the middle. Gosh, Raven, it's great to be able to come out and share, you know, some of the pearls of wisdom that can perhaps assist some of the folks on the line here tonight.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they always say, you know, it's the stories that really sell it. It really is. And, you know, when I first heard about you, I think I, with Peter Mingles, which, since I brought up Peter Mingles, just want to remind everyone, we are having a drawing, thanks to our awesome sponsors, PM Marketing Network Leads. That's with Peter Mingles. And we're going to be giving away 5,000 free leads, thanks to him. So hang on. You have to be here when we call you. You can always check Peter out by going to networkleads.com. And when you go there, make sure you tell him that you heard about him through the Diva Show with Lisa and Raven. But, you know, when I first heard a couple conferences you were on with Peter, and then I purchased Jerry Clark's Standing on the Shoulders of Giants, I think, and heard your story, you know, and I'm like, my goodness, this lady is serious. I mean, you know, she's eating oatmeal, her son's eating oatmeal, and the dog eating oatmeal. You know, and you didn't let it stop. You know, you just kept on going after it. And I said, I have to plug into you. And that's when I called you and asked you about the coaching, and then I jumped on all your calls, and it energized me so much. I loved your energy so much, instead of me doing a teleseminars, I said, I'm going to do a radio show. And as you know, Lisa, like you brought up my different challenges, during that time, my mom was in the hospital. We had a couple people in our family, my father-in-law and mother-in-law. Everybody was sick at the same time, a couple deaths, and it was really difficult time. But I just would not give up because it was my passion. I felt such a strong desire to empower others. I remember taking my telephone to my mom's hospital room, plugging it in, and actually doing a couple of my first shows from the hospital. You know, you just have to really just do whatever it takes, and don't let the world just come tumbling down on you, because it will. In fact, the more you let it, the more it will. People ask me all the time, well, how did you get through that difficult time with your mom with the tubes and all the deaths and sicknesses, and you still went on and you launched one show, and then a month later you launched another show. You know, didn't you feel guilty? Why didn't you stop? Well, yes, I felt guilty. It kept eating at me. Well, why am I doing this at a crucial time when so much is going on with my family? But I wanted it bad enough, the desire was strong enough, and I knew it was a reason for me to do my radio shows to empower and inspire others. I did not let things stop me, and that's what Lisa says. Don't let anything stop you. Don't put things off because of anything, any of life happenings, because you know what? As long as we're breathing and living, there's going to always be life happenings. But we got to get past that. We got to be strong, and we've got to have a plan. If we're going out there without a plan, it's kind of like, you know, going out of town without a map, and you're getting lost, and you're going in circles, and you're not going anywhere. And I know no one better than planning and strategizing and making it happen than my co-host, Lisa Kidder. So, Lisa, do you mind sharing with people? I know we probably touched on this last week, but, you know, we always get new listeners. We have listeners all across the U.S., Canada, as far as South Africa, joining us, hearing the replays of this. Can you help them out? Because they got to start out with a goal, and they got to start out with a plan to even make this challenge work. Don't you agree?
Well, that's so true, Raven, absolutely. And, you know, more, I think, above and beyond even the plan and the goal is the greatest gift that a person can develop within themselves or trust within themselves or give to themselves is the belief that if I keep doing this, I will eventually get there. Because there's going to be naysayers, there's going to be people who laugh at you, who think you're absolutely ridiculous, who think your goals are ridiculous. They will make fun of you, they will belittle you, and I'm sorry to tell you this, if you haven't already experienced it, get ready, because you will. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been there, and Raven, gosh, I know you have too. But you know what, you have an internal fire, and you spark that flame, and you trust yourself. You trust that you have the ability to make good judgments. You have the ability to make good decisions. You've made a good decision, and that you are, in fact, worthy of achieving the great results that are soon to be coming to you. But you have to keep that faith. So in those times of obstacles and challenges, Raven, I definitely had a plan, and I worked my plan. I didn't pretend to work my plan. I worked the plan, you know, where so many times I have coaching clients that will tell me, well, I meant to do this or I meant to do that, and I thought I was going to get around to prospecting, but the whole week went by, and so on and so forth. And, you know, that happens to the best of us at times. But when it becomes a persistent and consistent pattern, then there's going to be some challenges because you're just kidding yourself. You're not working a business. You know, you're just living a pipe dream. So the truth is, you know, one of the reasons I know that I had such fabulous success and continue to have great success in spite of bad business decisions and investing money in places I shouldn't have been investing in and, you know, and watching it all go down the drain, you know, who wants to lose $500,000 cash? Well, I don't know, but that's what happened, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, these things occur, but in spite of all of that, I still continue to have great business success. Why? Because I consistently have a plan. And I am willing to work that plan every day. I am willing to take, and just like you, Raven, and set aside the things that are going on in my personal life and say, you know what, I made a promise. First off, I made a promise to myself to create a future for myself and my family and to be an influence and to impact other people's lives. I'm going to stick with that. So the stuff, you know, hits the fan and things go on, and we can either use it as an excuse and a justification for staying where we are and never moving forward and never achieving or pursuing those goals or maybe getting off track. But at the same time, you know, you're shortchanging yourself, but more importantly, you're shortchanging a whole lot of other people that really require you. I would use the word need, but I don't like to use the word need. So they really require you to guide them, to be there to point them in the right direction and to support them in their goals and their endeavors. So have a plan. Believe in the plan. Work the plan. If that means 3 hours a day or 3 hours, a day, 3 days a week, then by golly, make it the most productive 3 hours a day, 3 days a week that you possibly can. That means talking to people, spreading the word, sharing your product, sharing your opportunity, and so forth. But having that plan, mapping it out, and adhering to it, and also being able to make adjustments to it. You know, pour the steam on when you've got to pour the steam on. Becky brought up a great point about the fact that her brand new fella had enrolled somebody just a couple of hours before the end of the month. The cutoff time in most direct sales network marketing businesses is, you know, it's a 30 or 31 day month, and when the midnight, you know, clock strikes the midnight hour, then that month is over and everything's tallied up and calculated, and you're paid based on whatever you accomplished or didn't accomplish in that entire 1 month period, and then the clock starts fresh and starts ticking over again for the following month, the beginning of a brand new month. So, you know, here it was the midnight hour. I happen to know personally, because I know Becky, it was very, very late, and it was late at night, meaning it almost was the midnight hour, and there she is supporting and assisting her team partner. Why? Because it needed to be. The job had to get done, and there was somebody who was excited and really ready to get started in that business. So Becky could have said, well, hey, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night my time. I'm exhausted. I've had a long day. I've put in a full day. I'm going to bed. Of course not. That's not what successful people do. We get the plan, we work the plan, we make adjustments, we stay focused, we stay disciplined, we know that stuff is going to happen in our lives, but in spite of that, we stay with the plan and follow it through and see it through to the other end. So those are my long words of wisdom to add to that statement there, Raven.
Well, I think those are great long words of wisdom that even myself, everyone needed to hear. We're going to be right back. We're going to step away for a quick break. You're listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. We'll be right back.
Hi, Vincent Mingles over at PM Marketing Network Leads. Just a real quick history. PM Marketing Network Leads, we've been in the lead generation business now for over 9 years, helping folks take their home-based businesses and network marketing companies to the next level. We produce our own leads. We do that both over the phone as well as through the internet. We provide tons and tons and tons of training on how to work leads over the phone. We're proud to be sponsoring the Mentoring for MLM Divas show. Make sure you plug into as many shows as you possibly can with Mentoring for MLM Divas. You're going to find a ton of information that's going to help you and your group take your business to the next level. Now, Raven at the end of the show is going to have a special drawing where we're going to be providing you some leads and some training and some systems for those who participate. We're always here to help. We produce leads over the phone. We produce them through the internet. Let me give you my home office number just in case you have any questions about some of the things that you've heard. My direct office number is area code 631-589-5244. Once again, 631-589-5244. And if you want to take a look at us on the web, it's www.networkleads.com. So www.networkleads.com. Once again, thanks from PM Marketing Network Leads.
Would you like to learn about the 9 simple and very easy ways to turn any telephone at home or office into a cash cow? That's right. I'm talking about making money using your telephone. Got your attention yet? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to discover how to attract new customers, no matter what business you're in. With this program, you can also expect to learn how to properly cold call, how to plan an effective teleseminar, how to create an ebook right on the telephone, how to create an income podcasting, how to raise funds right through micro telefundraisers, how to plan speaking engagements right on the phone, and so much more. Why are you still sitting there? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to take advantage of a very limited time offer. Don't have a computer? Call 800-431-0842. That's 800-431-0842.
This is Mentoring from MLM Divas Live, and my name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and here with my co-host, Lisa Kitter. Wow, well, we're excited. We're going to get you really excited and really committed to take the challenge. I mean, really, really committed to take the challenge. And how can you do that, you might ask? Well, you know, first thing, like Lisa says, it all's going to start with the mindset. Remember, we kind of talked about that last week, and if you missed that show, you can go to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live and check it out. You'll see Lisa and I, and just go ahead and click on that and listen to it, and really, really listen to it, because we hit on some great points, and I don't want to take up the time recapping that, all of them anyway. But you do want to start with the mindset. You do want to start with affirmations, affirming what your day is going to be, and you know, going forward that day with the intent of making that happen. You can turn a bad day into a fantastic day simply by, if things are not going right, you know, look at something that's going to make you laugh and kind of, you know, shake off the bad feeling that you have. I always say, Lisa, I always love to do this. I put on my favorite song and I dance and act silly. I might grab a brush and sing and, you know, just really get into it or act like I used to model on the runway or something. And it totally changes the way I feel. And then all of a sudden I went from feeling slumpy and bad to excited, you know. And sometimes you have to do that because, as we said, life is going to be life. There's no way around that. You're going to have good and bad days. We're not, Lisa and I are not going to sit here and say everything's going to be great once you make this commitment, and you're not going to have to worry about any fears or any procrastination. It's going to happen. But you can get past it. So figure out what getting past it is to you and how serious and how committed and how bad you want it. And then take some time and figure out what challenge you want to take and why do you want to take that challenge. Now, remember, we didn't exactly tell you, you know, well, you got to go out there and you got to sign up 10 customers or prospects by this date. We're just saying do something that's different from you. Sometimes going back to the basics is different for you. We're saying step out the box and do something that's going to make you stand out. You know, find creative ways to get that customer, creative ways of clients. So go through that lesson. Lisa and I, we'll get together and we'll, how do you feel about this, Lisa? We get together and we come up with something that we can format, something simple and easy, and send it out to everybody next Wednesday when we post this audio. And then give them to December 5th, which is going to be our last show for the year, right?
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday, December 5th. And that will give them a little time. They'll have something in writing that they can follow. You're making up most of the rules on this. You know what challenge you want to take. We're just trying to give you that extra push so that you can do something and not let this fantastic time go past you, because a lot of people are signing up people in their business and selling products during the holidays, and why can't you? Anything you want to add to that, Lisa, before we close out the show?
That's right, Raven. You know, why can't they?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you, folks? You know, the time is something that we all know we don't get back. And, boy, it does go fast, Raven. I can't even believe it's been 4 years or
mm-hmm.
almost 4 years that you and I have been working together. And it's just unbelievable, because in some ways it seems like it's just been a split second. In other ways, of course, it feels like I've known Raven my whole life. So I'm blessed in both ways. But, yes, folks, time does go very, very quickly, and it's something you don't get back. So why not take the action that's going to really propel you forward, and also step out there. You decide what your challenge is. Raven and I aren't going to pick it for you. Absolutely not. You know what's in your heart, and you know what your heart's desire is. All we're going to do is say, go get it. You can do it, and then we will definitely give you some supporting documents and action steps and so forth, and affirmations even that you can take to ensure your success. So back to you, Raven.
Okay, great. And that's it. You know, just you know, figure out what it is that you can do that's different. Get creative, you know, kind of go through the outline of what's in the newsletter. We'll put something real simple, you know, it's not rocket science or anything like that, together for you, and have it with the audio and post it on the website so you can kind of follow that. We'll make it December 5th. We are going to have a show next week, not next week, the following week, right, Lisa? Let's see, what date is that? I wrote that date down.
Hold on, I'll give it to you, Raven, because
okay.
I do have my calendar right here in front of me with a big old Raven radio show written on it, and that's going to be Wednesday, November 19th.
Okay, Wednesday, November 19th, so we'll kind of just talk about it briefly then. That's not going to be the sole purpose of this, but we will just kind of remind you, because we're going to wrap it up on the 5th. and I'm going to go over the prizes real quick. So I would say right now, avoid distractions and prepare. Plan ahead. Decide why you're taking the challenge and how bad you want it. What challenge do you want to take? What would you do different? How many? Just pick a number. Even if it's just, I want to get one person or, you know, whatever it is, whatever your challenge is. But make yourself go the extra mile. Don't make it so simple, stupid that it's too simple for you and it's not really a challenge. Okay? That's what we're going to ask for you. And then we're going to, what Lisa and I are really looking for is some great stories. We want to give somebody 10 minutes of airtime to come on and share your exciting story, your strategies, how you got past the challenge, why you felt like the challenge. We're looking for some great, great stories. And you can email Lisa at, what's your email address, Lisa?
You can email me at Lisa, L-I-S-A, at E-Y-N-P.com. So Lisa, L-I-S-A, at E-Y-N, like Nancy, P, like Paul. .com.
Absolutely. Or you can email me at Raven, R-A-V-E-N, at women, W-O-M-E-N, power-radio.com. You can email us and say, hey, I'm up for the challenge, and this is just not for the live listeners. This is for all the people, all the many, many, many thousands of people we have listening to the replays of the show. You're more than welcome to jump in here on the challenge. Just Lisa and I would just like to hear from you. Just write us and say hi. You know, I want to take the challenge. If you have a fantastic story, we want to hear about it. You know, just email us and let us know you got a fantastic story. Lisa will get it to me. I'll schedule a time to give you a call. But that's what we're going to be looking for on the 5th. We're looking for great, great stories, great, great strategies and formulas for success and tips that you can share with the listening audience. So, in short, Lisa, it's going to be their time to shine. How about that? That's fantastic. So let me go over the prizes real quick, and then I'm going to let Lisa have the last word, and we're going to close out the show by pulling up a drawing, picking a winner. So let's see. Okay, we had talked about what you will win. Well, first prize is 1 hour, and this is first place because, you know, Lisa is fabulous coach, and she's going to give 1 hour to the first place winner, wow, of coaching from her. Now, that's an incredible prize, and Lisa is fantastic. The second place will be a 20-minute interview on my very popular show that kicked off this year called Careers from the Kitchen Table. You'll be interviewed by me on 1320 WARL AM, which is a live show. And guess what? You write the questions. I'll ask them, and you can sell your opportunity to all those hungry home business enthusiasts. And then third place will be 10,000 free leads from our sponsors, PM Marketing Network Leads. So there you have it, three great prizes. We're looking for three great stories. But the stories have got to come with some meat to go with them potatoes. We want some tips, some strategies, some formulas for success we can pass on. And we want to hear, why did you take the challenge? And what was the challenge behind the challenge? And the great story of success. Lisa?
Well, we are giving away the farm right
now. I know.
There's somebody out there who's so well-deserving, and I'm going to be really excited to get that feedback and find out who we're going to be able to give those great prizes to, or the number of somebodies, actually, with the different prizes that we have. Okay, well, golly, we are almost out of time, and just a reminder, everybody, if I can be of assistance to you, either for some personal coaching and mentoring in business or in life, you can certainly give me a call toll-free at 888-212-0759. 888-212-0759, or visit my website if you haven't yet purchased my Posture Up, Your Complete Success Guide to Direct Sales and Network Marketing. That's my book that's only been out less than a year. You can find that on my website at www.eynp.com, E-Y-N, like Nancy, P like Paul, .com. There's lots of free downloads, all kinds of goodies out there, and I would love to hear from some of you and participating out on my blog. I get out there and add things very regularly, and gosh, I don't get a whole lot of feedback. So if you've got the time and you want to get out there and kind of take a look at what's available to you as far as information and empowerment type of strategies and training, I would love to hear back from you. So Raven, this has been great. Thank you so much for having me come back out and co-host with you. It's been a blast.
Yeah, well, you're very welcome. Everyone, we're going to close it off, but stay on the live. People, please stay on for all our live listeners because we're going to have our quick drawing. And I just want to remind you, if you have fear of using the phone or if you want to find out 9 different ways to turn your telephone to a cash cow, don't forget to check out my new product. And it's very simple. You just go to telephonecashcow.com. That's www.telephonecashcow.com. And check out how to turn your telephone into a cash cow. In fact, just for visiting that site, you can go check it out, read about it, see if it's for you, and scroll down to the bottom, and you know what? You'll get a free audio from Lisa of an interview I did that's fabulous, and that's all I'm going to tell you. So check it out, telephonecashcow.com. With that said, we're going to go ahead and have our drawing for our live listeners on there. Everyone else, Lisa and I will see you. What's the date, Lisa?
The 19th of November, Wednesday night.
There you go, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain and 5:30 Pacific. We'll see you then. This has been Raven Blair Davis and
Lisa Kidder signing off
with Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. All right, everyone, we'll see you on the 17th. I keep forgetting that date. That's why I have Lisa. Love you, Lisa. Okay, everyone, hold on. We're going to have our drawing. All righty, so let's go ahead and have our drawing real quick. We're going to unmute the lines, and I've got one lucky winner that's going to get 5,050 free leads, and that winner is, I didn't get any sleep last night, wonder why. Okay.
That's a lot of leads, Raven.
I know. But they're going to get the autoresponder and all that stuff.
So cool.
And you know what? It goes to, I can't pronounce her last name, but it's Georgia Wiersum. Is Georgia Wiersum here? Unmute by hitting *6 if you're here. Is Georgia here? Okay, going once, going twice, going three. Georgia, are you there? Okay, so we need to pull another one. Let's see here. And remember, unmute is *6. Our next winner, is that Georgia? Okay. Our next winner is Coralie. Is Coralie? You think we should pull one more?
I know Coralie. Come on, Coralie. Are you on here?
No, Coralie. Lisa, do you think we should save Peter some leads, or should we try one more time?
Try one more time.
That didn't sound like Lisa Kidder.
Everybody on the call's going, whatever, we're here. Try one more time.
Yeah, try one more time.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm just going to mix them up here. Is there a Ruth Hunt?
Ruth!
Come on, Ruth. Come on, Ruth.
I don't think I've ever tried this many times. Okay, one more.
Well, I know Ruth was on here. She was one of the first
ones. I'm here. Who's
there?
This?
Yay!
Woo! Good job, Ruth. Yay! Ruth Hunt,
oh my gosh.
You won 5,000 leads.
That's amazing.
All right, and all of Peter Mingles and PM Marketing Network leads. Fabulous tools, PM Notify, Autoresponder. Send me an email at Raven, R-A-V-E-N, at women, W-O-M-E-N, power, P-O-W-E-R, -radio.com. That's Raven at womenpower-radio.com. Everyone, Lisa and I, we will see you on the next show. We appreciate you. Go out there, take that challenge. Don't be afraid.
You can
do it.
Okay, so I email you at that address.
Raven at womenpower-radio.com, and we will see you guys on the 19th. Right, Lisa?
Absolutely. Congratulations, Ruth. Good job.
Thank you.
That'll get you back in the big way.
All right, thanks.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Night, Lisa.
Would you like to learn about the 9 simple and very easy ways to turn any telephone at home or office into a cash cow? That's right. I'm talking about making money using your telephone. Got your attention yet? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to discover how to attract new customers, no matter what business you're in. With this program, you can also expect to learn how to properly cold call, how to plan an effective teleseminar, how to create an ebook right on the telephone, how to create an income podcasting, how to raise funds right through micro tele fundraisers, how to plan speaking engagements right on the phone, and so much more. Why are you still sitting there? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to take advantage of a very limited time offer. Don't have a computer? Call 800-431-0842. That's 800-431-0842.